What's up, Cougar Nation? This is Cougar Nation Sports Weekly. I'm Isaac Kimball here with Bryce Thompson and Tate Harmon. Welcome to our first episode, and I guess we'll just go ahead and get started. So our first topic is BYU basketball and what we think in regards to like how this season's going to look, what Brandon Averitt and Matt Harms are going to add to the team. So what are your thoughts on like what they're going to add to the team and what our starting lineup's going to look like?
Honestly, I think Averitt was a big pickup. 13 points per game is ridiculous. Like, that's fine by me. And Harms, what was he, the number three grad transfer?
Yeah, I think so.
That's insane pickup by far. Pope is doing a great job.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. We need to pay him. I hope he doesn't go somewhere else.
I think with the addition of Matt Harms, it's going to change our team dynamics because – this past year, it was all point guards and guards focusing on that. But now it's like focusing. We're gonna be focused on the bigs, and it's just gonna change the way our team work. The team looks and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're gonna see definitely a way different team this year. We're not gonna see all the like lighting up from three every night and stuff like that. I think we're gonna be a lot different.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Pope is a 3-point specialist.
That's true. He teaches that hard. That's true.
He teaches that.
They're putting up shots over the summer. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, yeah. And, I don't know. I think we're a lock for a second in the WCC right now, in my opinion.
For sure.
I don't know. I hope we can pull up some sort of upset where we, like, take the number one, but that'd be tough.
Yeah. I think people are way underrating us. To be honest, like everyone's like, oh, I don't have them in the tournament right now. I'm thinking, dude, you know, honestly, like, you've seen what – I mean, on like, Pope took a bunch of UVU kids and pretty much made them good and competed on an elite D1 level. Like, UVU is good, but it's not like – like, they're not – they don't play Gonzaga, and they don't beat Gonzaga if they do play Gonzaga.
Yeah, well, think about it. They played – who was it 2 years ago? They played Kentucky, and they took them out into the, like, last few minutes. They only lost by, like, 3 or 4 points. So,
yeah, wasn't Pope coaching?
Yeah, Pope was the coach
at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense.
Well, and the crazy part to me about Averitt is that Jake Toulson said the other day that he by far Averitt was the best player on the UVU team, and that's crazy to me because Jake Toulson was such a big role played such a big role on our team this year.
Yeah, well, wasn't Toulson? He was recruited by Duke, wasn't he?
Yeah, when he entered the transfer portal, he was recruited by Duke and Virginia and a bunch of other big schools.
Yeah. Wow, that's a steal.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you guys think the starting lineup's going to look like?
Honestly, there are so many options.
Yeah.
Looking at last year's team, like I felt like we had a bunch of dudes that were hot, and when they were all hot, they could beat teams. Yeah, this year, sure. We're like, we have all the parts.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have the right – like, we can attack people in the paint. Like, yeah, Yoli was a monster for mm-hmm. sure, but he's not 7'3".
Yeah, he's not a center, that's for sure. That's all we can that's attack what he's playing in the all
paint.
Year.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Harms is going to be huge. It's going to change our team for sure because then we'll have – I mean, we could be massive. Like, we could do Harms at center – and then Gavin Baxter, who's like 6'9", 6'10" at forward.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then yeah, we could go big, we could go small, and then we have Wyatt Lowell too. He didn't play as much last year, but he's like 6'10", I think.
Yeah,
for sure, bro.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have a lot more size than last year, which is gonna help out a lot, especially with teams like Gonzaga.
I'm really excited for this Jesse Wade kid.
Yeah, hopefully
he's super. Not gonna die on us.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's got what was his injury? He was it ACL?
It was someone with his knee or his leg or something. But yeah, he was a Gonzaga before he came here.
Dude, yeah. That's experience.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's gonna happen. I think I don't know. It's hard to say whether they'll be better than this year's team, but I'm excited.
They have potential.
Mm-hmm.
for sure.
They have a ton of potential. They could be.
Yep.
It comes down to chemistry. We're getting all these like really good grad transfers, but it's just about can they mix together? Can they play together as a team?
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like if I was on the team and we were picking up transfers from other places, that would kind of make me want to work harder to like keep my spot on the team and stuff. But then also I love whenever we bring in grad transfers, they're always the hardest working guys on the team. Like they're just out there to win. Like we saw that with Barcelo last year for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Does
Averitt, do you think he'll take the point guard spot and we put Barcelo shooting guard?
I feel like we could. Or they could split time and we could have Connor Harding at the shooting guard so that we can keep them both healthy.
I mean, dude, I was watching some Averitt highlights, man. Kid can split a defense.
Yeah. He can get to the basket for sure.
I mean, he's an all-around good basketball player.
Mm-hmm. He's very versatile.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, so if Caleb Lohner was to join the team like he is going to, like, you think he'd get the starting spot, like, immediately? Or
I don't know.
He'd have to work for it.
He'd end up with a starting spot, I feel like, at like throughout the season.
Because, I mean, what's it? TJ Haws, Eric Mika, and Nick Emery both, like, started right out of high school because they were that good. I feel like he's in that area where he could probably potentially start.
I mean, that's true. We don't get very many four-stars over at BYU, so. Three-star,
technically he's a three-star, but.
He's a four-star player, though. It's because he's playing. Yeah.
He can play. He could play small forward. Mm-hmm. What is he, 6'9"? That's ridiculous. For his height, playing point guard, that's insane. Like, was, like, I don't know how it all works. Like, I feel like we weren't supposed to be talking to him or something, but.
I don't know.
The fact he's coming here, crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because, I don't know. The reason he was a four-star going into last season, but then he got teamed up with a bunch of guys at Wasatch who were extremely good too. So his ratings went down a little bit because he wasn't scoring as much, stuff like that. But he's still an explosive mm-hmm. player. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely very explosive.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we could switch over to football now. Countdown to kickoff is 73 days. So I'm excited.
Hopefully countdown to kickoff is in 73 days is a better.
That's true.
Yeah. With LSU, all the LSU players in Clemson.
Clemson had 27. Mm-hmm. K-State had like 9. I don't know. We'll see.
K-State shut down their football.
Yeah.
And now the state.
That's crazy.
And now the state of Florida is now a hot spot. So I'm assuming those teams are not going to be practicing very much.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They may postpone it, so it might be like 373 days. I don't know. We'll see.
Dude, I pray that we have football.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we can start out with, like, just the overall season, like, predictions, like, who you think is going to stand out and, like, what we need to do to win, stuff like that.
I'm hoping we win 6 games. That's with that schedule, 6 games is big. But at the same time, we do for some reason we are so much better when we're playing away and against a team that is definitely better than us.
Yeah, like statistically in the past over the whatever streak Utah has, we've always played better at Rice Eccles than we have at Lavelle Edwards. We've kept it within a touchdown every single time.
Yeah. I just wish we could beat them.
I know.
I think this is definitely the year, though.
Yeah, they're definitely on a down year for sure.
Yeah, they have like 9 new defensive starters or something like that.
Brand new quarterback. Lost their running back.
D-coordinator.
Well, one of the running backs came here, so I'm excited about that. I think he's going to be a beast.
Yeah.
Devontae Henry Cole is going to be fire.
I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic about BYU versus Utah, but not overly.
Yeah, for sure.
Confident, because you know, last year I think a lot of BYU fans were thinking this is going to be the year, because you know Zach Wilson did really well in that first year, in that first game, but I don't know, we had a lot of struggles last year.
Well, and he also, they had super high expectations because of the Boise State game, or no, the game at Boise State against in the bowl game when he went 18 for 18. Expectations were super high, and I don't know. BYU fans got too hyped up last offseason because Utah was a top 15 team last year. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I mean, when we're at our best, we should be a top 25 team.
Yeah,
beating Tennessee, that was huge.
USC as well.
That
was our biggest home win in a while, I feel like.
Well, the Boise State game was pretty
big. That's true.
But USC was definitely bigger.
Mm-hmm. I think my thing is we got to hit Bushman as much as we can and just hit him until we can't hit him anymore. Like, he's unstoppable, but we don't use him enough. Like, we use him a lot, but not enough, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but the problem is he's like triple team, like on coverage. They make sure that Bushman doesn't get a chance to touch the ball, and which is why we need to get this Cody Epps kid. I'm so excited about that kid. That kid's gonna be a beast, and he's gonna be a monster at BYU. Yeah,
for sure. I'm super excited about him. I see him, in my opinion, I see him in like his senior year, being like a Cody Hoffman type guy.
Oh, I hope and. Maybe Gunnar Romney will finally have a real breakout year.
Yeah.
And he does something bigger than himself.
Yeah, for sure. I think defense is a little tough because we just lost Isaiah Mandel.
Dude, our coverage is good. It's literally – We cannot sack the quarterback. If we can't get pressure on the quarterback, we can't stop the run, and we can't make quarterbacks. We give them all the time in the world. We got killed off that last year.
Yeah, for sure. Especially against Hawaii, that was horrible.
Hawaii, Washington, the next week, we got no pressure on Jacob Eason. Jacob Eason had fun with us. Mm-hmm. He didn't even.
For sure. I don't know. I'm excited about Zane Anderson going back to safety. I think he's gonna be a beast.
Oh, that guy's scary. Very scary. Mm-hmm.
And Peyton Wilgar's going to be good, too. He was only a freshman last year.
Hopefully. His coverage, great. But I don't know. He wasn't sticking his nose into the football last year.
That's true.
Like, Isaiah Kafusi is a man.
Mm-hmm. For sure. They're different types of players, but, yeah.
Chaz, I just think it's
mostly the defensive plays that what's his name, Isaiah or Tuiaki calls. I don't the players are like really good. It's just the plays that are called aren't really that good.
I mean, yeah, I could see we need to make some adjustments on the defensive end, like because when we're rushing three guys, I mean, come on, we're not going to get to the quarterback almost any ever.
Especially when our best. Go ahead.
All right. Well, what's it? Taki was calling the plays against Boise State. That's why we kind of won, because like he was calling the plays. He actually like knew what he's doing. I just don't think Tuiaki knows what he's doing. He's just I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our defense was always so solid under Bronco Mendenhall. Like that was his strong suit. And I don't know. I mean, I guess Kalani could take over the role that he did, where he's like the defensive coordinator and the head coach at the same time. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing about our defense. This is the goal of our defense. We play like a three four. No, we don't play a 3-4. We play such a weird defense.
It's like a three,
It's literally this is what I've heard is what the whole thought of our defense is. We want to keep everything in front of us. So if that means we have to drop 8 out of 11 dudes, like that's insane. We can't, like, we have our pass coverage is great, but when you can't do anything on the quarterback or anything, you can't win.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like a lot of the problem last year was our DBs were super duper young, So we had to keep everything in front of us. So we had to put more people in back end coverage. But I feel like once they get better at like keeping themselves isolated and staying with their guy, I feel like we can start bring guys back into the box and start rushing the quarterback a lot more.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really looking forward to Chaz Aiyu next year. Man's so good.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
As long as he doesn't have any, I don't think he has any more honor code problems, but.
Yeah, I think he got that taken care of. I think it was all just, yeah.
Because that guy, he puts his head into stuff. He likes to hit.
He reminds me of Kainakua.
Oh, I love Kainakua. Yeah. Kainakua was the man.
For sure. All right, so I something that made me kind of laugh earlier this week. So there was this guy who simulated, like, LSU against every single team in the FBS. And they beat every single team with one loss to BYU with Ice Coldroid with a 38-yard field goal to win the game.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I don't know either, but I'm thinking we should claim a national championship.
Oh, yeah, I wish. But, dude, Joe Burrow, man, that guy's probably the greatest quarterback maybe to play college football. The way he played the game was different. Yeah,
for sure. I don't know. I just thought that was pretty funny.
But Zach Wilson has that potential. He does. Mm-hmm. I think he's just such a head case. I think he thinks about his injuries.
You think he's gonna turn into like? You think he's gonna become like a Tanner Mangum type guy?
No. Tanner Mangum was definitely. Tanner Mangum was only. He didn't have the part of his game where he couldn't run. He couldn't develop things.
That's true.
So when Tanner Mangum was good, everything around him was amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. when you can throw up to Mitch Matthews and you can just throw the ball up to
Nick Kurtz.
Nick Kurtz, like, you had nothing but height. It was like,
yeah, that was crazy.
Tanner Mangum was definitely a great quarterback for 1 year, and mm-hmm. then he was mediocre. I don't know what I think. Maybe Taysom Hill, the whole giving him the starting spot might have killed it, but
it's true.
I mean,
honestly, I'd be happy with any of our guys at quarterback, though. Like, they all bring such a different type of game, but I feel like each of them could find success in a way.
That's Jaren the benefit Hall. With having so many quarterbacks. They can compete with each other to make them all better.
Yeah, for sure. And Sol J. Maeva or whatever, the Hawaiian guy, he's interesting too. We'll see what happens with him.
Yeah. He's probably going to transfer because there's so many guys ahead of him.
Yeah. I mean, unless he gets into practice and is like competing high level with them, which I think is possible for sure. But
definitely. I can see Baylor leaving.
That's true. I could too. He seems like SEC type quarterback to me.
He's a pocket passer that is very smart. He plays the game differently.
I could see him transferring to a team like Ole Miss or like, I don't know, something like that. Something in the realm of that.
He's really good. I don't know if our offense is like. I think Baylor Romney's more of a pro style quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and less of a run and make dual threat quarterback.
Yeah.
And so of all people to leave, and I think our offense is more dual threat minded.
Mm-hmm.
I think if someone's going to transfer, as much as I don't want him to because he's so good, mm-hmm. it would be Baylor.
I agree. Because, well, Jaren also has baseball. So
yeah, that's what's – if Jaren Hall doesn't want to – if he doesn't have an NFL future, he might have an MLB future. And mm-hmm. he is a good baseball player.
For sure. Yeah. All right, so
– I feel like Jaren could probably switch positions or maybe something like that.
He could. He could be like a Dalton Nixon too. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He might become a tight end. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Jaren Hall could, but he is injury prone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He doesn't want to ruin throwing arm or anything like that.
No, not his throwing arm. He got concussions too. What is it? He got one against USF.
Uh-huh.
He sat out against Boise State, and then he had one of the probably maybe the best first half that BYU football had all season against Utah State.
That was definitely
and he got hit one time, and he was done. But even though I remember the play, he got right back up after he scored a touchdown, and he looked fine. He was celebrating, but the next drive, Baylor was in.
Yeah, I mean Baylor played really well in that game too. That's probably our most well-rounded game, I feel like.
Oh, definitely. Seven picks. I mean, that was the one team you can play nothing but coverage against and still be successful. I mean, I can't believe that Utah State's quarterback is so highly favored in the pros, because
I know.
Yeah. It's just
crazy.
I know. All right, so Jeff Grimes was quoted on the look of the offense. He said, "Most of the guys have been around here for a couple of years, and that allows them to start at a deeper point than any other time that we've had since I've been here." Grimes says the key will be to continue the offense's upward trajectory and improve by 78.9 yards per game from 2018 to 19, climbing from 364.9 yards to 443.3. More explosive plays with emphasis going into 2019 and the Cougars delivered. So what do you guys think is the key to keeping that going so that we're more explosive and we're averaging somewhere in the ballpark of 500 yards per game instead?
Keep the trick plays coming.
Facts.
Those worked amazingly. As long as the transfers of the handoffs and stuff were good on those sweeps.
For sure.
As long as that's good, then I mean those plays were so effective.
I mean, go back and watch the Tennessee highlights. We ran the same play with the same setup three different times. We ran it three different ways three different times. And it was successful every single time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had overtime. Heathrow. Yeah. Well, because in the fourth quarter, we had what's-his-face? We had Tyson Williams go to the right corner of the end zone. And then we were in the exact same play in the overtime, and Lovie Heathrow got to, like, the five-yard line.
Man, that was such a good game.
Yeah. We were both there.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
It's, like, top five best days of my life for sure.
Dude, it was funny. Right after we won, I called my bishop in my last ward, and I just put the phone up to the crowd.
It was crazy.
He loved it. It was
I've never heard a visiting crowd that loud.
Dude, that was so true. And there was so much blue up in the top left corner of the stadium.
Yeah, that's where I was
so
at.
So much.
It was crazy.
It was so great. But I mean, it was just so much sweeter, because the whole day I was like just walking around, you know, walking to the field and everything, and I get asked how many wives I have and like all these dumb questions that obviously people in this world are obviously aren't that stupid anymore, but they still choose to try and make fun of us. But you know, and then to go out and beat them in overtime, and when they definitely had more athletes on their team and more people that could outlast us, but
for sure
we had that extra boost to finish.
Had the heart, the extra drive.
That offensive line, ridiculous. So excited for that. That's gonna be a tough thing to lose next year. Tyson Williams was a beast. I mean, he was the running back BYU has never had in a long time. He was like Harvey Unga kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But he could ground and pound, and no one took him down. He was so good.
For sure. I'm so sad we lost him against Washington. That would be huge.
That was,
but Tennessee's gonna be good this year.
Oh yeah, for sure. That was the one year that we could beat them. And now Jeremy Pruitt's got his team, and they're gonna be competing in the SEC this year for a championship.
Yeah. The funny part to me is that they lost to Georgia State the week before, and then they were all, "Oh, we gotta win this game. Like there's no way." And then we came in there and beat them.
And I mean, dude, that was the first time in 30 years that they went 0-2 to start a season.
Yeah, and it would have been the first time in like 40 or 20 years for us. So it was like high stakes for both teams.
That was such a great game. So amazing. Every second of it. But at the same time, I don't know if you felt the same during the Tennessee game, but I thought Zach Wilson just looked okay. Tyson Williams, if that guy wasn't on our team, I do think we would have gotten our butts kicked.
Yeah. And Micah Simon had a huge game in that game too.
Yeah,
well, obviously he had the
biggest catch of the year.
Yeah, But then other than that, he also had a great game. So.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. That was a good game. Mm-hmm. But.
All right. So final thing we're going to do today, we're going to go. So for the next 12 weeks or so, we're going to go pick a game and go over what we think our keys to winning will be. And like the key matchups and everything like that. So first game of the year, obviously Utah. So what do you guys think is going to be the key to winning that game?
If we can play defense, we can win. And if Zach Wilson can be an explosive on offense, not just the first half, you got to be explosive all game. We got to put up at least 35 points at least to win.
I think we just need to put pressure on the QB and the running back.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just having three up front, we got to have like four or five.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But you also have to think Utah has a really good wide receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And yes, they do have a new quarterback, but it's not like he played. Where was he from? Was he from Wake Forest?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, he played within the SEC. It's not like he hasn't played and hasn't seen mm-hmm. what some really great teams can do. But I don't know. If we come out and if we can play all out the whole hour of football, start to finish, we can win the game.
For sure. I mean, I look back to, what was it, 2018? We came out in the first half up by – and then by the end of the third quarter, we were up by 20 points. And we just completely blew it. We could not.
I mean,
yeah.
I wonder if that is that experience on the coaching side, or were we tired?
I think we were tired. I think they were more conditioned than us. But I think it could have been multiple things.
Not only that, but they have all these teams have depth. Like it to me, it feels like we have our starters can compete with anybody pretty yeah. much, but. It's like our second teams sometimes, man. They're just not ready.
Bro, like that's the thing I'm talking about. Like with basketball, we're getting to the point where we're deep as like teams like top 15 teams. Like our basketball team is deep.
I mean, we could have anybody on the floor and still be successful.
Uh-huh. And that's the point we need to get to in basketball. I think at some point we gotta I don't know if it's finding a new coach or finding a different way of recruiting, but we need to find a way to, I don't know, get some depth, because we can't compete and we can't be successful without depth. Because we've seen, by the end of the season, we're down to our second and third string players, and we're just not playing well.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't know, man. It just seems like no one stays healthy. It's weird. Like, anyone important on BYU does not seem like they can stay healthy for more than, like, three games at a max.
Yeah, we were
– I mean –
it's probably the conditioning that the players go through. They probably haven't gotten through enough of it.
Or maybe they're doing too much. I don't know. Because too much can cause problems, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. at the same time, like you have teams like these elite, like Alabama. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have to ask their starting – whatever they're starting linebacker to play the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
They ask him to play about 60% of the game because they have people behind that can step in and do the same job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we have that quite yet, where we have a ton of people that can play an elite level and we have depth at the same position.
For sure. I don't know. We got to figure it out, but We were top five in the nation, or top three in the most injuries to starters. So that seems like a problem to me, but I don't know what the problem would be. But it's crazy. Like I guess we're just unlucky. I don't know.
That could be it. I hope it's just unluckiness and that we'll have luck this year.
Yeah, I hope we can stay healthy. That'd be huge. Because that's been a huge problem in the past 3 or 4 years. Is thing keeping our players healthy.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like the quarterback spot. What is it? We haven't had one quarterback play a whole season, and like
since Taysom Hill.
And wasn't it? Yeah,
it's his junior season, I think.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Taysom. Man, that's we need consistency.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Across the board.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks for joining up with me, guys. Shout out to Peter Dukowski and Lamont Fortenberry, recruits that reached out to us. So thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back later this week.
For sure.
See you guys.